Hello, my name is Natalia Ortiz from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people's opinion toward public affairs and current events. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
You're doing what?
Sorry, we are conducting a poll of people's opinion. Toward public affairs and current events. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
A Democrat.
Thank you so much. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for the Senate, Congress, President, and other offices? Are you certain to vote?
Will you probably vote? I'll be voting for everything that comes ahead of me for the Democrats.
Okay.
I'll be voting for.
Okay, just for quality purposes, I will finish reading the responses. Certain to vote, probably vote. Chances are 50-50 or will not vote.
Would you repeat that again, please?
Okay, certain to vote, probably vote. Chances are 50-50, will not vote.
Ma'am, certain to vote.
Thank you. Now, would you please tell me your age?
I am 82.
Thank you so much. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
Black.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
The wrong direction.
Thank you so much. Thinking about elections for Congress, would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Ma'am, I'm a Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Would you say definitely Democrat?
Yes, ma'am. Definitely Democrat.
Thank you.
All down the ticket, Democrat.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know.
What is the question for?
I am going to read to you some names of people and organizations that you might have heard of. When I read each one, please tell me you have a very favorable opinion, somewhat favorable opinion, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion.
Go ahead.
The first one is Aaron Soto.
Favorable.
Would you say somewhat or very?
Excuse me?
Would you say somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
One second, please. Thank you. Donald Trump.
Excuse me?
Donald Trump?
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm a Democrat.
Would you say very unfavorable?
Unfavorable. Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress?
No Republicans.
Would you say very unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Would you say very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Ma'am, I'm a Democrat. I'm not voting for Republicans, and they're all unfavorable as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, so would you say very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Democrats in the Congress?
Favorable.
Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you so much. Ron DeSantis?
No, unfavorable.
Would you say very unfavorable or
very
somewhat
unfavorable?
Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
Oh, favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat
favorable? Very favorable.
Project 2025?
Excuse me?
Project 2025?
I didn't get that. What 25?
Project 2025?
I don't want to hear anything about Project 2025. It's unfavorable.
Would you say very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. What about Kamala Harris?
Favorable.
Would you say very favorable?
Very favorable.
And what about Thomas Chalifou?
About who?
Thomas Chalifou.
Thomas, I never heard of his name. Thomas who?
Thomas Chalifou.
What, is he a Democrat? I've never heard of his name. I don't know anything about him.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly
approve?
Thank you so much. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Ma'am, Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris.
If the election for the United States Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Devin Mukersal Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Powell. Muscarelle Powell, I'll vote for her.
Thank you. If the election for the United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifou, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Darren Soto, ma'am.
Thank you. As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Yes, to support the amendment.
Thank you. Now I'd like to read to you.
Ma'am, how many more questions do you have? I have something on the fire. How many more questions?
We are at 43%. We will be quick with the next question. Now I'd like to read to you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. Colonel Thomas Chalifou is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Chalifou will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Chalifou will take these experiences as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He works to pass bipartisan legislation that expands healthcare for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that gave the price of insulin to 35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. If the election for the United Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifou, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Ma'am, Darren Soto, how many more questions I have, because I have to go.
Thank you. We are at 45%. I will be as fast as possible. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? Protecting Social Security and Medicare, lowering grocery prices, securing our border, lowering inflation and gas prices, promoting traditional values in schools, tackling crime and improving public safety, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, protecting reproductive freedom, ending the gun violence epidemic, making owning a home more affordable, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, bringing down rent prices, making healthcare affordable for working families.
Ma'am, supporting Social Security and Medicare.
Thank you. Now, which is the next most important issue to you? Lowering grocery prices, securing our border, lowering inflation and gas prices, promoting traditional values in schools, tackling crime and improving public safety, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, protecting reproductive freedom, ending the gun violence epidemic, making owning a home more affordable, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, bringing down rent prices, making healthcare affordable for working families.
Ma'am, you know, you're supposed to send an item like that. It's so many questions you're rattling off. I have to think about this. It's so many questions. You just don't answer like that, you know. Why don't you send a questionnaire so we can fill it out?
Okay, I understand. Right now we are doing this survey over the phone.
Oh, my goodness. How many more do you have, please? How many more?
Sorry, we are at 47% right now. We are almost in the middle of the survey.
And is it what percentage you have to do? 100 or 50?
100.
100?
Yes.
Listen, I can't stay on the phone any longer, but let me tell you, everything that's good, I'm going to vote for it, okay? I'm a Democrat, and everything that's good, I'm sorry, I have to go. I have to get my dinner ready for my husband. I have to go, okay? I'm a Democrat. Put me down. Bye.